to the Biblical Entrepreneurship Marketplace Podcast. We're so excited that you can be with us. We're going to be talking about what God is doing in the marketplace. And now, our host, Patrice Segay.
Welcome to the Biblical Entrepreneurship Marketplace Podcast. I'm Patrice Segay, your host here in Mexico City with Rene Villa, our partner and leader of Nehemiah Project Mexico. Rene is a BEE certified teacher. He's the president and founder of Behemoth, an international investment and business development company that is based here in Mexico City and has worked in the United States with a vision to do things around the world. Rene also has founded Nehemiah Project Mexico, a subsidiary of the Nehemiah Project International. He's the president of Nehemiah Project Mexico and the chairman. And then Rene also is a BEE certified teacher and almost half a certified coach. And Rene is also a member of the e-community and a kingdom investor. Rene, actually, you are the largest kingdom investor right now between equity and debt.
Yes.
In the e-community. Rene, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Hello to everybody. Thank you, Patrice.
Rene, first of all, we've been here for a week with you. This is actually our last day here in Mexico.
Yes.
You have really impressed us by your hospitality and your generosity. So how do you feel about this week based upon what you expected, you hoped? How do you think this week was for you?
For me, I think it's like to confirm this many years dreaming to and realizing how to serve God in the right way. So really for me this week is this confirmed that all this work now I can see it. Even maybe I didn't realize or what we see this week. For me it's like I come with you too to Mexico to see what is happening. Because when I start to see how you feel all these things, these people, the love of the people in each business that we went, and I was thinking, oh my God, when we do this?
Well, so you're just as marveled as we are.
Yeah. Really?
You didn't realize what you were sowing, what you were doing all these years.
No.
You were busy doing.
Yes, even when I have the opportunity to go every year there, to Orlando, to the Congress.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be there.
Yeah.
And I don't think what is happening here. but that is, once somebody, some friend told me, never lose, tell me like this, never lose your heart because it's as a child heart.
Amen.
So maybe that's why I don't think what is happening. I have a new toy and I need to be playing right now. I don't care about that. But always never lose this with the people. The most important is the people, no? So.
Well, Rene, myself and other board members were amazed by your influence and the amount of work and impact you've done here in Mexico City. So I guess understand what happened this week. We were here for our annual board retreat, the Nehemiah Project annual board retreat. Our chairman, Ron Wilkinson, a year ago this time, said, we're going to do it in Mexico.
Yes.
You are our first international board member. And so he said, we need to honor you because you always come to the United States. So let's all come here.
Thank you so much.
To Mexico. And so that was his vision. And so we began with the Kingdom Business Tour. We actually did a work with your staff. The Nehemiah Project staff to help you guys on strategy. We tour some of the businesses that you guys have trained and supported. We did different seminars and workshops and today we're gonna have a preaching a message at Humberto's church. Uh-huh. We preached at three of your churches where you're
yes.
Actually you guys call it organization where you are a member. And it's just been a marvelous week. Everybody has been so impressed. But you've been impressed as well, because you didn't realize all the work you guys have done.
No, not really. Even in the organization that I go, in Casa, this was a board retreat.
Yes.
I suppose that we are going to have more fun. Well, it was so fun.
Yeah.
But these three conferences that we set up without any background.
I know. Last minute conference.
Last minute.
Your leaders say, hey, Patrice is here.
Do
can
it.
We organize some conferences?
And even the response of them. It was so lovely how they attend us.
Over 200 people, like 250 people or so, more or less, 200 to 300 people attended those three meetings.
Yes.
Last minute, within 3 days, you guys organized it.
And I saw the people so excited.
Wow.
And even me... trying to always to do how to run Nehemiah Mexico, I stopped to do some things inside my organization that I'm not doing my part, but
that's right.
I was attending this calling here, so I don't was watching too much my friends in the organization in Casa Sobre la Roca. I was traveling to Orlando times in the year.
That's
so
right. You weren't as plugged in anymore in your own local organization.
Uh-huh. So suddenly we returned and in the last call, the people was excited. The people was asking. As a woman told me, no, because I hear you in the radio. And I remember that song. Once somebody invited us to the radio to say this, but an interview.
That's right.
And a man that I saw 7 years ago that is a little bit sad because they are some kind of stuck in the...
They're still where they were 7 years ago.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that is painful for me because really I don't think that I has only... I think the only that I have is the grace of God.
Amen.
Because I don't understand how I can be part of a global organization from the board, a member, and a businessman with them, to have a position with the people, to set up the dream of this BMO holding business company that when I read that from the Bible in the chapter of the 40 chapter from the book of Job.
Yeah.
And then when I read in the beginning, 10 years ago, I read a company.
Yeah.
And now I have the company, you know,
not
only in Mexico, even in the United States.
That's right.
So but that is part of the grace of God, because how I can understand that, I really can. So,
we're going to talk about your journey, Renee, but before we get to that, you know, you are the first international board member of the Nehemiah Project. How does that feel for you? It's been challenging because English is tough for you. But I love your hunger to learn and to be there.
This week I say that leaders that they need to see that boring book.
That's right. What Renee is talking about is the quarterly board report that he gets.
Uh-huh. Well, it's because I need to understand more, but I know
I
need it.
That's right.
Sometimes it's as you say, the growth is painful.
Mm-hmm.
When I went the first time to the Nehemiah Week in Portland, 7 years ago, I was really scared because even the email that I sent to you,
that's right.
I don't write it.
Wow.
I just called help. Ophir, our friend,
yes.
He go with us to, you know, Ophir, he's a teacher too.
Yes.
And he helped me to write the email.
Wow.
So to be in the board, trying to understand your heart, but the language some kind is a challenge for me. Thinking in Spanish and you're talking in English. Well, always I have the book and since 1 year ago I think I always come back to the office and say see how they work.
Wow.
Patrice is leading an NGO around the world.
Yeah.
They have problems.
Yes.
Even because I thought that you don't have problems. When I saw the treasure was pulling you.
That's right.
And I said, oh, they have problems too. I thought that they are Americans. They are wealthy. They don't have problems. And I said, no, it's okay. So you need to learn how to handle this.
That's right.
And I
see love it.
And I see you always that you are in really in a good manner trying to solve to the board members.
That's right.
No, in a global view. And I start to feel this. I need to be like this organization with this really. Here I think I hear from you too. I hear many things from you that we are in a globally systems with many lines of qualities.
That's right.
And you made some kind of lines in the blackboard many time ago.
Yes.
And that we are just trying to go to that line.
Amen.
But our line is Jesus Christ.
Amen. You remember that?
More far away than the 9,000 ISO.
That's right. That's right.
This kind of thing.
That's right.
So I have that. So
wow.
But I always sit here. I'm not looking at my things. I'm not doing well. But it's not to punish me. It's because I want to model Jesus.
Amen.
No?
Amen.
And that is a big responsibility in the business, no? Mm. And that excites me. That excites me.
Rene, you came from a long ways. You were an entrepreneur and a businessman before you were a Christian. And you had to file bankruptcy because you made some mistakes in business. Mm-hmm. And that led you to run from the Mexico IRS. Mm-hmm. And somehow the Lord miraculously saw you through that. It was in that season that you came to Christ. Mm-hmm. An amazing story. And your organization, Casa La Roca, was a place that discipled you.
Yes.
And that's where you discovered biblical entrepreneurship.
Yes.
So tell us about that first experience where you, coming from bankruptcy, you've just, I think, gotten saved, what, a year or two? How long were you saved before you got into BE? How long were you a Christian before you got into biblical entrepreneurship?
When Jesus arrived to my life, was in 2000, in the summer of 2007. I returned to Mexico in December of 2007. And I think you come in the end of 2008, something
wow.
like that.
Wow, so a year later. So you are in biblical entrepreneurship. You're a Christian a year. You are recovering from bankruptcy. You're still down, but you're no longer running from the law because the Lord has miraculously delivered your situation. Mm-hmm. At that time, I think your father is sick as well. I didn't know that.
He was sick.
He wasn't hadn't died yet.
Has the tumor in the head and cancer.
Your father is sick. What's going through your mind as you're sitting in BE1?
God used that time so deep in my heart. Mm-hmm. So deep. I remember that in the second or the third day, obviously, I was so hungry.
Yeah.
So hungry. I always do this. I made this joke that I was in bankruptcy. The thing that you already want to change is your financial situation. Mm. Christ arrived to my life. I always say, when I look down, I have the same ugly shoes. So it's some kind of a... Nothing changed.
Wow.
Because I can see many, many people say, but I receive Christ and I'm not wealthy.
Mm.
No, many times you need to keep the same views.
That's right.
But the thing that happened, it changes your heart, your soul.
Amen.
And I remember in that beginnings, I learned from the Romans, the book of Romans, that say that the tribulations give you, how to say in English, that you receive the hope from the Holy Spirit and Amen. That don't never ashamed you.
Amen. There's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
I praise that.
Wow.
And even I was bankrupt, God is not punishing me for that.
Amen.
So
Amen.
when I was in the BE1 at that time, I remember that you say it's not that you became Christian, that you God arrived to your life, that all the things of your past, they are going to disappear.
Wow.
The thing is that now you are a believer. Mm. Now how you are going to face it.
Amen.
So I remember when you were saying that, I was sitting in the back always. Maybe I'm a little bit tall, but I'm always, I feel like shy. So I was sitting in the back, crying all day, every day, hoping that nobody asks me nothing. And when you say that, I start to cry and I say to God, I don't want to run more.
Mm.
I'm really tired to run from me.
Mm.
Really to run from my responsibilities.
Mm.
And I say to God, if I need to go to jail, I want to go now.
Wow.
It's the moment. And I'm not a lawyer, but I understand.
Yeah.
And I start to do numbers. And if I go to jail and I'm a good guy, maybe in 5 years, I go out.
Wow.
And I that day I finish at 7 o'clock of the BE training, go to my house in the public transportation, and I said to my wife, I need to talk to you. And she said, and I explained this.
Wow.
And she started to cry, and she said, I cancel this. In the name of God, I cancel this. I was praying with her.
Wow.
And I know that was the moment that God needed to understand how powerful is Him.
My God.
More than the IRS.
Amen.
And I feel free in that moment.
My goodness.
And in the same week, when I start to say that I forgive the people that that made me the fraud,
yes,
that the ones their fault was mine because I permit.
My Lord.
And even 1 or 2 years after, when I remember one of them, I feel so angry and so, and I say, oh, I need to really forgive them.
My Lord.
I say it, but I don't.
My Lord.
And I saw how I started the business coming,
my Lord,
the financial coming,
my Lord,
the money coming,
my Lord,
because I release them and I start to pay and to look for the people that I owe this money that they made the fraud, and I start to pay them.
And you've paid everybody.
I paid everybody.
You've even paid, incredible. It reminds me of Mick Owen's story. It reminds me of Mick Owen's story. You know, your first job when you return, you were earning $250 a month.
Yes. Yes.
That was your beginning of your restorative process. You went from being a millionaire in Mexico standards, bankruptcy because of a mistake and others who took advantage, and beginning at $250 a month, you just wanted to work. You just wanted to, that your mother helped you get.
Yes.
Fast forward, you know, I hate to do this to you, but I need to say this so people can understand. Today, you earn over $500,000 a year. From $250 a month to over $500,000 a year.
Yes.
Is God good?
Yes.
And you've not gone to jail.
No.
But more important than that, Renee, one day you write an email to Portland as the Lord is restoring you because the biblical entrepreneurship program that has impacted you, that helped you, no longer was in Mexico. And you took it upon yourself to bring it back. What led you to do that? What led you to bring BE back to Mexico? What caused you to want to bring BE back to Mexico? When you came to Portland, what was it? Because BE, because of some issues here, BE was no longer available in Portland. In Mexico.
I think the entrepreneurs.
Wow.
The entrepreneurs. Really, because it was no longer Nemaya in Mexico. I start to dream, I start to set up one business, and I'm going to help this woman, I'm going to help this man, I'm going to do that business, and I start to live, I start to write and sometimes to draw the business, no?
The
small house, the small business, the car, the bicycle, kids doing this and this, and suddenly I say, oh, but what happened with the people? The people are having the same problems. I saw them for 3 years when I was giving the information in the organization about the business incubator, how they go inside so nice with the family on Sunday, but when they come back to the to go out and approach to the table and ask me what is this, and then he explained them, and he started to tell me all the problems.
Wow!
And suddenly I have like another small meeting outside from the big meeting with 10, 15, 20 people there. Some Sundays I lose my voice.
Your voice, my goodness.
Because there are 15 people. Like, tell me, tell him again the story. Tell him I did this. Explain me this.
So that's where your ministry kind of started.
Yes. And I was on the table in bankrupt with $250 a month. And all the people say, well, what is happening here? So when I realized that the Maya don't steal in Mexico, I try to call these people and say, but I never teach nothing. Even I don't have, I finish the high school. Since the middle school, I have problems in the school.
Wow.
Since the primary school, I have problems all the years.
Wow.
How am I going to teach somebody? And I said, okay, I don't want to teach nothing, but you need to come to sit. And we're going to talk about business, the kingdom business, the business of God.
Wow.
And I start to talk with the people, but I realized that I don't have how to help.
You didn't have the tools.
The tools to help me more far away.
Wow.
And that's why I say, we need to bring that again. We need to go and how to fix it, this. And we did it.
Wow.
You know, sometimes somebody told me, Rene, it's so nice that the training, but we need to have our own. Our own? What is our own? Just build one. But I have this. No, it's better if we will have one. And I was thinking, but I already have this. This is my life. God use this for what I need to do another one. This is good. And was a tough moment.
You went through a tough journey.
Because they pushed me to try to set something new. And I did. I don't did it.
Wow.
I was good with this.
You stayed firm. I met two of the entrepreneurs that were part of the motivation for you. Two women who were our architects.
Yes.
That inspired you to come to Portland to bring BE back.
Yes.
And today they're not only in business, mm-hmm. but they have offices in one of your buildings. Mm-hmm. And they actually have this place that we're in. They have done the design for this place. Mm-hmm. It was just impressive. And their little son is now also selling products to be in business for himself.
I'm bringing his tie.
Incredible.
I have the photo for this first time.
It must make you feel good, Rene, to see so many years later, 7+ years later, to see the fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, when you started BE back in Mexico, you were just trying to help the entrepreneurs. You didn't really have a vision for Mexico. No. But then somewhere along the line, you decided to actually establish Nehemiah Project Mexico mm-hmm. as a way to really bring that vision throughout the country. So what led to that second step?
Oh, I feel that we need really, it's not that they are not the Nehemiah Mexico,
yeah.
but that so really, really connect with Nehemiah USA.
Wow.
Once again, you say, think globally. Mm. I remember that one day I say that I want to adopt a girl or a boy with my wife. But mm-hmm. well, the years pass and I don't feel so young to do something. but I help. I try to help your boys with mm-hmm. the school and this kind of things. We're doing my family. We're doing, and I think. I want to go to China to adopt a boy mm. or a girl. And mm. somebody told me, no, don't go there. You have here. Mm. Something like that. And I realized that many times we are so...
Yeah, narrow focus.
So that we need to open, really, mm. really, really, really open. And for sure we have here kids that they need that, mm. here and around the world. But we need to think globally. And the business is globally. Mm. When I start one of my business, this that I bankrupt, is I made an import-export, even I never studied that. Mm. When I set up the company, I never understand what is an import. But I do it, and I do it successful. That is globally.
Wow.
And I remember how to learn when I was in Hong Kong, in the subway, I saw a girl, I think in the middle school, something like that. She was studying her book, and I was watching from the subway, and she was studying something of international trade, import export, from the school in the middle school.
Wow.
And I think I never learned that in Mexico in my school.
Wow.
In the middle school.
Wow.
Why Hong Kong is teaching them is not for businessmen.
Wow.
They were learning from the things. They are
wow.
Childs.
Wow.
So my concern now is that. Really, I want to develop Nehemiah in all Latin America.
Wow.
It's going to be a hard work, but I'm sure that I'm going to enjoy it.
Wow.
It's going to, again.
Wow.
It's like to take my first Atari 2600 and play my Pac-Man.
Wow.
I feel like that. And obviously, I love all my partners from Nehemiah. Mm. Malanto, Mobala,
Gabriel Oleko,
wow. Ani Chu,
wow. I love them. I really love them. Wow. And I want to die traveling.
Wow.
One day, with some firm of insurance retirement, big in Mexico, a big brand around the world, but this is here in Mexico, they invite many people to go to a dinner, something like that, to try to catch people.
Yeah, to get customer prospecting.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And they give you a small gift, but they make you a question. And they ask me, what do you want to do for your retirement? And I say, I want to have my motorhome full of Bibles and driving all the world. He do like a face like, no, come on, really. He don't say it. It was like that. But I can do that with Nehemiah.
Amen.
Around the world.
Rene, let's close with this last question. In the midst of all of that, one of the things that our audience needs to understand, you've invested in your family. Mm-hmm. Your wife, just to see the joy in her, how you care for her, how you invest in her, your children, mm-hmm. amazingly smart. I'm your coach. I'm the coach for your family.
Yes.
You have them at different coaching session, thinking through the plan of family, bring them to the business. Your son is in England going to school. Your other son is going to be in France going to school. They're both extremely talented. Last question for you. How do you feel when you see how far God has brought you guys? There was a moment where you guys were almost homeless. And now to see your wife and your children having such hope and being a part of this future together.
When I was reading this part some years ago, reading the Bible that God visit your third and fourth from the bad for the bad things.
Yeah, third and fourth generation. Yeah,
Do bad.
That's right.
He's gonna visit.
That's right.
I have an idea that I was walking to a hill. Like the place that how did you name the place that you kill the cows?
Oh, I see. Yeah, the slaughter, the place where you slaughter cows.
That I was walking to that hill.
Yeah.
With all my family to kill them.
Wow.
In that bad way.
Wow.
And that God is gonna saw that for the third or fourth generation.
Wow.
And it was painful. When I realized that I do this to almost for the next generation of my kids, no? Mm. But then come the hope and I start to work. I have for sure intentionally working 9 years to give them this and try to secure another financial, the relation with God of my the sons of my sons.
Amen.
It's the way that always I'm talking to them. Mm. Don't think on you. You need to start to think on your sons.
Mm.
But one was 12 and the other 15.
Wow.
Which sons?
Mm.
If from God, I feel this responsibility that always is telling us.
Mm.
Because there is the beauty part of this is, but if you are good, I'm going to visit too. No, from God.
The reverse is also true.
Yes.
So just as he will visit, you will pay the price, multi-generational, you will also reap the benefits.
Yes.
Multi-generational.
And I saw once, I visit a friend of my father when my father already passed away. He just invited me, a friend of my father, an old man, and we sit to talk, to have a breakfast. And I don't know how. From the Holy Spirit, I feel what is going to tell me. And he started to tell me, you don't know, you remember when your father do this and this? I don't want to say what.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked because I feel that he is going to say something like that. And what are you talking? Yes, you work with your father 8 years. No, yes, you do remember because I was even the driver man of my father,
wow.
The bodyguard, the
wow.
His confidence friend of my father. Yes, you drive for him all the days. You never see it. No, when? Yes, well, maybe sometimes when he sent you to some things, your father do this and this. And that I say I never saw.
Wow.
But I did it in my life.
Isn't it incredible?
Incredible.
Wow.
So I understand how in the spiritual thing that comes. That's why I'm so intentional with my sons about many things. They are men. And I know how the mess we can do a mess.
That's right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
Always I'm telling you, are the arrows, as in Psalm says.
That's right.
I don't know how to say it in English.
Yeah.
But in Spanish,
it's... Yeah, the quiver and the arrow.
En la java.
That's right.
So, that's right. Always I'm doing responsibility of their, how God gives them.
Wow.
No. So, and that part is the finance. It's the tenth. It's the... You know, the properties, our relation with God, our wife, our sons, the sons of our sons, is the best investment that we need to take care.
I have a last question for you, and we'll close. But let me first say this about your son, your oldest son. He was interpreting for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as any speaker, you appreciate a good interpreter because you want the flow. So your son get up, his first time ever interpreting for a public speaker, I would think, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to teach, and he's struggling. And as a speaker, you want to go fast, right? Mm-hmm. And then so finally, you saw that.
I was nervous.
Yes. I see Ofer, an amazing translator. And I said, Ofer, please come on up and take this press. You know, I said, young Villa, you've done a good job, but please let the big men do the job, right? You know, Your son stood there and says, no, I want to try. Yes. And I'm sitting there, he says, no, I want to do this.
Two or three times.
Public with 100 people in the room. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Ofer walked up, stood there beside him. Your son would not move.
No.
I said, you go, boy. I mean, to stand there and an international speaker is telling you, move out of the way. You saying, no, this is my assignment. I'm going to finish. I was so proud of your son that moment.
Thank you.
As a father, I know you were proud. It was scary, but I know you were proud.
Yes. I was really, really nervous. I was suffering when he was saying two. And then when Ofer come,
I know.
And I said, give it to him because I know that this is going to go fast.
That's right.
I said, no, I can't. Suddenly, I thought, I want to be like him.
Amen. And he ended up doing a good job. That was the moment in my mind your son leadership was born. He'll never forget that moment. When he faced challenges and trials in life, he remembered that moment.
Yes.
That he stood there firm and God saw him through.
Yes.
Renee, there are people listening to us who may be where you were 9, 10 years ago. Or they may be in business and losing hope. They're uncertain about their future. They may be biblical entrepreneurs, have now gone through biblical entrepreneurship. What would of encouragement would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
I understand that these people that in some way know what is Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Really, I want to tell you that God do this through Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. God used Patrice, God used Gina, God is using all the staff because I saw the fruit. Not only in the Maya International, not only in the Maya USA. I'm looking the fruit of the people that we believe in this project. And I know it's God, but God used tools.
Amen.
And he's using the Maya because I'm looking the tools in my people here in Mexico.
Wow.
And for myself, really for each entrepreneur, it's not how much money they are going to make. It's not how more business they are going to make. They are going to make it. They are going to make it. But my concern is perseverance and resilience.
Wow.
Is right to say it like that?
Yes.
Perseverance and resilience.
That's good.
And resilience.
That's good.
It doesn't matter how many times you go fall down. Just be sure that you're going to stand up again.
Wow. Wow.
That is my way of life.
Wow.
Every day.
What a word of encouragement. I don't know about you, but godly, this is so inspiring. I would listen to this podcast over and over again. Renee's story is transformative. It's that story from caterpillar to butterfly. I hope you were inspired. Hey, listen, If you want to continue to listen to other podcasts from us, you know, you can visit our website, nehemiahproject.org, nehemiahproject.org. You can, there's that podcast there. Also, if you want this on your smartphone, we are on iTunes. You can download the podcast there. We also are on, if you have if you don't have an iPhone, but you have a smartphone, we are also on Stitcher. Of course, you can always go to SoundCloud and download the podcast there or subscribe to it. I want to leave you with these words of encouragement. Here's my prayer for you. May the Lord give you the grace and favor wherever you are, whatever your situation, to build that kingdom business so that one day you can hear those words. Well done, good and faithful servant. God bless you. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you for being with us today. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like more information or other resources, please visit our website, www.nehemiahproject.org. God bless.